The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
This is WWE superstar Drew McIntyre, and you are listening to the Rock Radio Show.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward, and today we're diving into a book that's equally parts clever and empowering and honestly just really hilarious. It's called Your Lovable Lawyer's Guide to Legal Wellness, Fighting Back Against a World That's Out to Cheat You, written by Danny Caron and published by Savio Republic and distributed by Simon & Schuster. Now, we've all read the self-help books, right? The ones that promise to improve our mental and physical health, but what about our legal health? We never think about our legal health, but then again, I don't even know if my legal health has ever been a thing, until now. That's where Danny comes in. He's an attorney and a consumer law expert who spent more than 30 years helping people stand up to scammers and cheaters and just corporate BS. He calls it legal wellness, the idea that understanding your rights and how to use them is just as important as taking care of your mind and your body. And honestly, I couldn't agree more. Here's the best part. This isn't some dense legal textbook where you're just going to sit there and go cross-eyed. No. Danny is known as the lovable lawyer for a reason. He breaks down everything from airline nightmares and travel scams to landlord disputes and online defamation in a super conversational and funny and just incredibly practical way. One of my favorite sections is a real-life story about a damaged trombone, which, as a former band nerd, really broke my heart. Like, I'm not even kidding, guys. The pictures were just so bad. Like, it was a crushed bell on the horn, and it was this beautiful brass trombone. It was just, it's so bad. But we're not here to talk about that. The case is about a small claims case that turns into a lesson in persistence and problem solving and standing up for yourself when the little guy gets steamrolled. It's smart and super satisfying, and it shows you how approachable the law can be when it's actually explained in a simple and easy way. I'm not going to give away details or spoilers or anything like that, but when the light bulb moment happened and you just see the aha, you're like, oh my God, that makes complete sense. Like, it was so simple. You're just like, that's amazing. And I have to praise the book because it uses humor to really make legal advice accessible, because we all have that reaction, right? If we're not in the legal field, we don't really know a lot about it. You hear lawyers or legal and you're like, oh no, you know, like, it's kind of scary, right? This isn't this book. This book makes it approachable, and it leaves you feeling smarter and safer and more in control of your everyday life for reading it. So here's the thing, guys. If you've ever been burned by the fine print or duped by a scam or want something to feel confident in taking those everyday legal challenges on, or you just want a really good read with legal tea involved, this book belongs on your shelf. I had such fun reading it. It was an absolute joy. Your Lovable Lawyer's Guide to Legal Wellness will be available on October 21st, 2025, which as of this recording is in a few days. But if it's after October 21st, it's absolutely available, so go pick it up. It's available in paperback and Kindle editions, and you can find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and wherever fine books are sold. And of course, a big thanks to Savio Republic and Simon & Schuster for sending this one my way. I had a blast reading this one, and I highly recommend this to anybody who's really just looking for a good read, right? Because that's what we all need. So go pick this one up. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. That's it for today's Rack Extra Review. Don't forget to follow and rate and share if you enjoyed this episode. And stay tuned for more reviews on books and shows and stories worth your time. Until next time, I'm Lindsay Ward, reminding you to stay curious and maybe even a little legally savvy too. Bye!
WildTalkRadio.com.